Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. All right. What do you use this for?
Garden.
Any of you garden? Do you have a garden? You do. What's in your garden? Flowers. You have a flower garden. Are they blooming?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Do you have a garden? Cucumber garden. All right. Are you picking cucumbers? Okay. Do you like cucumbers? Do you like cucumbers? Okay. So you use this to do what? Cultivate, right? Dig up the weeds maybe and loosen the dirt? Okay. What do you use this stuff for?
Kill the weeds.
Kill the weeds, yeah. When you kill the weeds, you spray them, what might happen that you don't want to happen? Yeah, you kill your cucumbers, wouldn't you? Or your flowers. You sit there and spray them. That wouldn't be a good thing. The worst thing for any kind of a garden is weeds. And they just seem to come up all the time, don't they? So sometimes it might be best just not to spray them because you might kill the good stuff, or pull up the bad stuff because you bring up the good stuff with it. Jesus said that in his parable. He says he went out in his field, kind of like many farmers do today, and they plant their field. Somebody came along when they were sleeping and they put weeds in the field. That'd be nasty, wouldn't it? And those weeds were growing right along with everything else. And so the people who helped him farm, he says, you want us to go and pull them out? He says, no, don't do that. They didn't have this stuff back then. He says, no, don't pull it out, because by pulling them out, what else is going to come up with it? The good stuff. It's like when you plant carrots. You ever plant carrots? No. They're little seeds, and they take a long time to come up. The weeds come up before the carrots. So then when you begin to weed out, pull the weeds out of the carrots, guess what comes up with the weeds?
Carrots.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So anyway, he says, just leave them there, and when we harvest, we'll pull out all the weeds first, throw them in the fire, and we'll keep the rest. You know what Jesus was talking about? He's talking about his people and people who are not his. Sometimes people can look like Christians, act like Christians, talk like Christians, but they're not, because they really don't believe in Jesus. They're just going through the motions. And sometimes we have the tendency to tell them, you're not a Christian. And Jesus says, hold on, before we go that far, you might not know exactly what's in a person's heart and what they're really thinking and believing. So leave it alone and concentrate on what? What your cucumbers and your flowers are doing, producing flowers and producing cucumbers. So what does he want us to do more than anything else? Produce fruit. What kind of fruit? What kind of flowers? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. All those kinds. Those are fruits. In other words, those are things that we're supposed to do. And God says, focus on that. And that would be the best. And let God take care of the rest, right? Okay. Got some fun things for you? Thanks.